Now it's time for our first feature. This is our regular local history spot, brought to you by Richard Matthew, who has written and will read his article. Norfolk people like to say that they do different, and these two Norwich characters certainly made their mark.
The first character is Billy Bluelight, who at the end of the 19th century, and well into the 20th, was famous for racing the steam pleasure boats for 20 miles along the River Yare from Bramerton to Norwich, hoping for spare change from the passengers on board. In those days, the Yarmouth Belle and the Waterfly did regular runs for trippers from Yarmouth to Norwich. As the boats approached Bramerton, a figure would appear on the river bank, clad in long white shorts and a singlet hung with a prodigious array of medals and with a gaily striped cricket cap. With his expansive smile, he would call out, "My name is Billy Bluelight. My age is 45. I hope to get to Carrowbridge before the boat arrive." With these words, he would sprint off along the river footpath. At Wood's End, he would be no more than level. But once out of sight, he always gained by taking a short cut to reappear, still neck and neck, at the old lime kiln at Crown Point. He would again disappear from view and make a detour over Trowse Bridge. By the time the boat reached Carrow Bridge, there would be Billy ready to receive the well-earned plaudits of the trippers and the coppers thrown onto the path by the boom tower. Year after year, this performance was repeated, but Billy's age remained 45, which may have been for the sake of the rhyme. His real name was William Cullum, and he was born in 1859 in Norwich, eking out a living selling cough medicine, firewood and blackberries. He never received a formal education, but he did, however, teach himself to read and worked briefly at Cayley's chocolate factory. By 1907, he was already legendary and continued racing boats into the 1930s, when he was considerably older than 45. He never married and lived with his mother at several addresses in the city until her death around 1930. By the 1940s, he was living at Palmer Road on the Mile Cross estate, and in his 80s, he entered the West Norwich Hospital and was later moved to St James's Hospital at Shipmeadow in Suffolk, where he died in 1949. Although Billy Bluelight was teetotal, in 1994, Woodford's Brewery renamed their pub the Freemasons Arms in Hall Road, Norwich, the Billy Bluelight. But sadly, in 2005, the pub reverted to its former name. But Billy is remembered by a bench at Riverside in Norwich, and a statue by the river at Bramerton, where he once ran to beat the boats. The second of our characters was known as Black Anna, probably as a reference to her habitual style of dressing, always in black. She was born Antoinette Carrara in Norwich in 1905, to a family of Italians. Her mother, Elisabetta, hired out piano organs and was known as Queen of the Organs, which probably accounts for Anna's love of music. After a career in ballroom dancing, Anna married Kenneth Hannant, and the two of them took over the Jolly Butcher's Pub in Burr Street in 1935. The pub also contained a doss house, or lodging house, for rough sleepers, and those who habitually drank too much, and Anna maintained this up until her death. During the Second World War, the Jolly Butchers gained a reputation amongst the American servicemen as a popular place to drink. Anna had a very strong voice and soon learnt many of the blues and jazz songs imported by the airmen, and the legend of her live performances was born. Kenneth died not long after the war, and Anna took over the pub license on her own. Not only did she delight the patrons of the Jolly Butchers with her music, but she also went on tour and performed at festivals with some of the greats, including Mick Mulligan, Chris Barber, and the pianist Derek Warren from the Ted Heath Band. She hated microphones, and when singing in the pub, she felt that her gravelly voice was strong enough to be heard without amplification. With a reputation for speaking her mind, Anna was also known for her kindness. One of the Doss House inhabitants was in tears when she died, as he'd lived there since the end of the war, and Anna had always looked after him and his colleagues. When the smoke in the bar became overwhelming, Anna simply removed the doors to allow the fresh air from the outside to waft through the pub. She ran the pub successfully on her own for over 30 years, creating a warm and invigorating space for all, and many local musicians received their first opportunity of performing by accompanying Anna at the Jolly Butchers. A lifelong teetotaler, she was kind to those with a drink problem, but was renowned for speaking her mind. After her death in 1976, the Jolly Butchers simply wasn't the same without her. But it's good to know that she was commemorated by a beer called Black Anna, which was created by the Chalk Hill Brewery in 2019.
Thank you, Richard.